We got a special guest in studio, Kimberly Wetton. Back when I was a big part of it, former president of Trout Unlimited. Now you're still a board member of the Fred War chapter here in Marquette County, right?
Correct.
Awesome. I appreciate you coming in. Congratulations on your opening day buck.
Thank you.
And I want to hear all the details about it. So first of all, let's talk about, I assume you were hunting with Randy, your husband.
Well, dropped me off. I had him build me my own blind last year.
Okay. So you have your own blind. And are you guys in Marquette County?
Yes.
Okay. It's the biggest county east of the Mississippi. Yep. I don't think we're giving any secrets away.
No.
So let's talk a little bit about why you decided where you wanted to hunt, first of all. Because I think people need to know, I mean, this is not your first buck. You've shot a lot of bucks. In fact, you've shot a lot of 8-pointers, if I remember correctly.
A few.
So why did you decide to hunt there?
It's close to where our friends hunt and close to our community.
Okay. But in terms of why you thought that would be a good spot, have you been hunting there for years or?
No, this is a new spot, and there was a lot of walking around and checking things out, making sure there wasn't anyone else hunting too close in the area, and just looking for all the sign that you want to have a good spot.
So let's talk a little bit about what made you decide this is the right spot. Did you find some scrapes, or did you just find a lot of tracks, or?
Well, to be perfectly honest, Randy did most of that footwork.
Oh, Randy, you did most of it.
Yes, he
did.
Not
that you don't know how, because I know I've talked to you before. You know what you're doing.
I do know what I'm doing, but he takes care of me. I'm turning into that, you know, older woman that has her husband do things for her.
Well, good for you, because I know your first buck, if I remember correctly, you did a lot of that on your own, right?
I used to do an awful lot on my own.
So you guys got out there to go hunt. I mean, I think it's cool that, you know, as a husband and wife, you guys get to do this stuff together, too. I mean, I think that's a very big part of, you know, what you have in common.
It's very much what we have in common is hunting and fishing and, you know, just getting ready together, planning, preparing, every part of it. You know, that's kind of like who we are.
Well, that's cool. And I appreciate you sharing that because I think that might encourage some folks. You know what? We can do this together. We can get out there together and go hunting. But it really is a lot more than that. The planning and putting everything together and making sure you're ready has a lot to do with success.
By far.
All right. So let's talk a little bit about this spot. So it's a brand new spot for you this year.
Last year.
Okay. So this is your second season hunting this spot. And last year, did you get a buck there?
I did.
So you knew that there was some good activity going on. You headed back to the same spot opening morning. Tell me about that morning. What was it like?
So, of course, you know, we get into our blinds in the dark. And Randy was dropping me off and then going to his blind. So I was in there pretty early. And, of course, you're watching. And you think you see something, but you're not sure. And then you tell yourself, you know, it doesn't really matter because I can't see anyways.
Right.
It's too early. So, you know, just kind of waiting for the time to pass. And then when I could see, there was a doe and a fawn in the bait, which is great. So I watched them for a while, and I was texting Randy. And, you know, it's like, geez, I hope they don't eat all the bait. You know, how long are they going to stay? And then I could see a buck coming. And my spot is kind of downhill.
Okay. So you're kind of up on a ridge a little bit?
Yeah, I'm up on the
side
ridge.
Of a hill?
Yep. And I could see that it was a buck. I could tell from the body, but I didn't know what was on its head. And there's a little opening, and then there's a pine tree.
And how dark was it at this time?
Oh, it was good light.
Okay, so you were well after legal shooting?
Oh, like yeah, definitely.
45 minutes or so? Or
I'd say at least 30 minutes after. So anyways, so that buck, you know, I put my rifle out, and of course, my little peg for my string on my window, I couldn't get that right. So I had my window leaning on top of my head.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You got to do what you got to do when you
right.
got a buck. In
exactly.
The,
you know, you just take care of business. So anyways, I put my scope on the buck and he stepped behind a pine tree. So I'm just holding, waiting to see what I can see. And he sneaks behind the bait, stays in the tree line, and finally gets where I can see him. I put my scope on him. I'm like, oh, that's a really nice spike. You know, like I call him a devil spike.
Yeah, right.
And I'm like, well, it's first day. I'm sure not going to shoot him yet. So I start to bring my rifle back in. And as I'm doing that, I see this other buck, this big buck.
So let me stop you there, and we're going to pick this up in our second outdoor report if we can get you to hang around.
Sure.
All right, Kimberly Wetton. board member of the Fred Wara chapter of Trout Unlimited, here with us today talking about our opening day buck. So stay tuned for the good stuff next right here on The Outdoor Show.